sunburn and leaching has become a very popular technique over the last decade, sort of has had a revival of sorts, where they've sophisticated the method so much on the mining side that they can now go to places where there previously was thought to not be enough gold for mining and use cyanide to sort of get the last specks of gold out. So Lake Cowell is a good example in some ways in that it's only a low-grade ore, you know, meaning there's not a lot of gold there, and it wouldn't have been economical to mine it, you know, years back, but yeah. Now it is possibly more economical. And the cyanide is highly toxic. Just one teaspoon of 2% solution could kill a human, so you can imagine the impact when you have a bird that's only, you know, a few centimeters long, you know, landing in a pond that has cyanide in it, and the impact it can have on a bird or on fish that are in...
There have been some really big animal kills in the past,
sure
has.
The most famous one was the one in Hungary a few years ago, Romania-Hungary, where it went down the Danube, into the Tisza and the Danube, and just wiped out the entire river system, and the river system is still suffering, as are the people who depended on the river system for their livelihood. You know, mm-hmm. the fishermen there just, you know, fully lost all their employment that they had, and the fish that was like the national dish is no longer available from that river, and, you know, and it just destroyed the ecosystem. Basically, and whether it will ever become the same, you know, remains to be seen. And, you know, cyanide leaching, what they do is they extract the ore from a big hole and then you spray it with cyanide or combine it with cyanide in various manners. It can be in an open heap, you know, like a big mound, or as in Lake Cowell, it's in a vat. It's in a contained system. But the cyanide ends up bonding with the gold, and it's a way to get the gold out of the ore.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, even though we highlight the cyanide as a problem, it's actually only one of lots of problems. Like most gold mining has a problem with acid mine drainage, which is that when you dig up lots of rock, then it gets exposed to the air, and as it gets exposed, it oxidizes and just forms all these acidic, you know, heavy metals and acidic waste products that come out and are very harmful to the environment. So... in the case of Lake Cowell, we have a cyanide leach gold mine that's proposed for a lake. So it's in a floodplain and a wetland on a lake, which is the worst possible place you could ever put such a thing, with a 1 kilometer long pit that would go in, that would be over 300 meters deep, and huge amounts of rock would be dug up and form, you know, the landscape would be completely altered with these like new hills that would be filled with this rock that had been dug up that would be laced with arsenic.
Mm-hmm.
And arsenic is, I don't know if you remember, in Bangladesh where they arsenic got into the water system there, they dug wells thinking they were helping people to get more water, and it turned everyone, like an epidemic of skin cancer has spread through Bangladesh because of these wells that were tainted with arsenic water. And the same could happen here, that arsenic would be in that waste rock, and it could seem fine according to all their monitoring, but then you could have a flood come in and all of a sudden all the rock would be, you know, soaked through and through, and the arsenic could just leach right out into the water system, and then it gets into the food chain, like it goes, you know, fish absorb it, and then whatever eats the fish, it goes all the way up from the small fish to the larger fish to humans. And that could go all the way down from the Lachlan River into the Murrumbidgee and into the Murray-Darling Basin. So,
oh, and the other thing is that cyanide leaching uses a great deal of water, doesn't it?
That's right. There's a huge amount of water, which is so ironic in a place that, you know, near where Lake Cowell is, right near West Wyalong and Condoblin. It's like that area is parched for water right now, and mm-hmm. you know, already there's a large amount of water being used for irrigation, for farming, and to add to it the burden of water licenses for.
So that water for irrigation is coming from Lake Cowell, is it?
It comes from the I think it's called the Bland Paleo Channel. You know, it's underneath.
Mm-hmm.
It's underneath there that the water comes from. So they'd be pumping it out from there, you know. But if you keep depleting aquifers, you end up with less water circulating and therefore less rain. You know, it also increases, not only does it mean more water is used in the region, but it also increases the likelihood that droughts will continue.
So
it messes with the cycle, basically, the water cycle.
Mm,
it
sounds like a disaster for the environment all around.
Well, it is, you know, and the government's already had a real struggle with They had the Timbara gold mine, which was very similar in many ways, although it was on top of a mountain, but it was in a wetland, and it was on a sacred, you know, sacred indigenous place, and they couldn't get it together up there, even though they claimed that this was going to be world's best practice. And this mine here also, they've put in all these checks and balances and monitoring plans, management plans to say, you know, we're going to do this with state-of-the-art technology so nothing will go awry. But, you know, anyone who follows gold mining industry worldwide, things go awry all the time. You know, there's always, there's leaks and spills and accidents. I mean, sometimes it's just in the transport even, as we saw in, I don't know how you say it, the Tanami, in Tanami on the highway where...
In the Northern Territory?
Yeah, that's right. Where, you know, somebody spilt out the cyanide they were transporting, and there was quite a lot of deaths of bird life out that way. Just, I think that was last year.
And not only did they spill it, they also ran away and didn't admit
to
it.
That's right.
Yes.
Sort of a hit-and-run cyanide style.